Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Now,
play the
game. Oh, Benson! Oh, here he goes! Oh, down to the 36-yard line. I thought he was gone.
How about that?
That was the most exciting play.
That's the most exciting minute we've had all year.
Oh, my gosh. Look out.
Listen to the crowd.
Look out.
The tractor factor is loud here at Commonwealth Stadium.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, welcome to Hour 2 of the program, everybody. We're coming at you on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV. And before we go any further, I just want to thank Peter Labardius for joining us in Hour 1. Coming up in Hour 2, James Cebulski, Sportsnet 650 Vancouver, and the voice of NHL 20 on EA Sports. But we're not waiting any longer. We're jumping out to Edmonton right now. Farhan Lalji joins us from the NHL bubble, day after Game 4. Good day, sir. I feel like I just saw you on SportsCenter. How you doing, Farhan?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Rod. Always a pleasure.
Hey, look, it's hilarious. Producer Clark said that Farhan says we're not going to talk all CFL, are we? I didn't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Game 4 yesterday.
Yeah. Perfect.
How's it going over in Vancouver? And I know you're not there, but the Canucks fan base being down 3-1 to Vegas, and it's very clear they hate Vegas. What's the emotions coming out of Game 4 last night?
Well, you know, it's funny because the Canuck fan base right now is conflicted. And even though I'm here, I still get my fix of it on Canucks Twitter, which is quite the interesting animal. But, you know, there's part of the fan base that's just impressed with the fact that they're here. And I think they knew at some point that this conversation was going to have to happen because they are not as good as Vegas. It's pretty simple. And then there's others that are kind of in the moment that you had a chance to win going up 3-2, going into the third period of the Ryan Reeves hit against Quinn Hughes. All that's gone on between the two teams, the decision about playing Jacob Markstrom, all of those things. So it's conflicted. There's some that see the big picture, and there's some that are really in the moment, and those are the heated ones.
Well, here's one for you. Is Vancouver more talented than Vegas? Like, I'm on the Vegas train, have been since day one. Like, who was Jonathan Marchessault? Who was Alex Tuch? Who really was William Karlsson? Like, they're not that great. They just play together as a team and they play really hard. Vancouver's very talented. Like, should they be down 3-1? Really?
Yeah, Vegas is better. There's no question about it. I mean, Vegas has just far more depth throughout their lineup. And can you say Vancouver's top end might be more talented? You know, when you look at a guy like Elias Pettersson and Quinn Hughes when he's on, and he certainly hasn't been in this series, they've done a great job of taking him out. But yeah, you can absolutely make the case that Vegas is the better team top to bottom throughout their lineup. I mean, just look at the first goal of that game where you had, Quinn Hughes gets hit in the corner, and then Vegas's fourth line goes flying up ice, gets a 3-on-2 and scores. They're just so much quicker throughout their lineup top to bottom. The bottom sixes on the two teams simply don't compare. I think the back end for Vegas 1-6 is better than Vancouver's. And again, just the speed element of it, the size and speed, the way they're able to forecheck with speed and physicality, the Canucks generally just don't have an answer for it. And they needed Jacob Markstrom to be their best player, and he just hasn't been.
Yeah, maybe one day Vancouver will be there, but they're learning a lesson, as you pointed out. But let me ask you this. Travis Green last night, I read his lips, Farhan, STFU. Take me inside that, please. Is that out of character for Travis to do that?
Yeah, it is. You generally don't see Travis engage with another player. And, you know, Ryan Reeves has been involved in this series in terms of his physicality, in terms of his ability to chirp and potentially get inside the Canucks' heads. And in, you know, live motion, if you looked at that play, you would have thought it was a boarding penalty. I didn't, right? I think the right call was made because you look at Quinn Hughes, he stops, turns back. And if that doesn't happen, you don't get direct contact. I mean, Reeves might have got a piece of him, but I don't think he hits him square in the back if that doesn't happen. So in the moment, you're heated. You've got him chirping at your players. You've got him chirping at your bench. And Travis Green was obviously a little bit frustrated and just decided to get involved at that moment. But in terms of him engaging with another player, very much out of character.
How much focus do you have on that series as also to the Colorado-Dallas series? Are you assigned to that one, or are you covering the other one just as closely?
No, I'm pretty much locked into Vancouver. I mean, I did watch the game yesterday, but I haven't had to cover it, so I've certainly been very closely invested in this series here. And you know, I was impressed with Colorado yesterday. I did watch that game. The first half of the game, it looked like they were nowhere to be found. And you just didn't know what you had. I picked Colorado to win the Cup, Rod. I really did. I think they're a hyper-talented team. I think they're a deep team. But once they lost their goaltender, I think all bets were off. And I'm not sure how Dallas is doing it, but they're managing to, because when I look at those two rosters top to bottom, I still think Colorado is better outside of the goaltending.
There's no doubt. And the odds makers had them to win, too. I mean, I'm a Vegas fan. I didn't like it. But now we see them every night. I'm like, whew, they are very good. Two last questions, and I'll get to the CFL with the last one. But first, people are asking the bubble. We only see the players for 3 hours a day. The rest of their time, Farhan, are they getting bored? Are you able to chat with them at all? How are they keeping fresh?
Well, see, right behind me, I'm going to spin this. You can see the arena.
Yeah.
And there's kind of the bubble right there. There's the ice district. Okay, we got a worker that just came through the shot. But that's kind of the ice district. You don't see a lot of people there. So, I think it is getting these guys. I think 2 weeks into it, I think everybody felt that this was kind of like a road trip. And it changed very quickly, right? I think they are feeling it. And, you assume that the teams that were the tightest and would have the ability to navigate just that awkwardness of the bubble would probably be the most successful, right? The Canucks are a young team. I thought it actually played into their advantage. They don't have a lot of players that, kids at that age relative to other teams. I mean, they certainly do have their share, but I really thought that this would wind up playing into the Canucks' hands. But this is where the big tests come in, and people have talked about this, that what happens late in a series if you're down? Do you have that mental fortitude where you want to fight back? You want to keep playing. You want to stay in the bubble a little bit longer. And I think you're going to find that out with these teams that are trailing 3-1. Philadelphia right now, Vancouver right now, Boston as well. You'll see how badly they want to be here trailing 3-1 when you're this close to returning to family.
I lied. A quick one. You know Brian Warwishin from the Lions Den podcast. He says, could you please ask Farhan what the latest status of BC high school football is?
Well, we don't know yet. We're hopeful that we're going to play. Right now, at the beginning of September, once school starts, we're allowed to begin training. That's not padded practices. That just means you can kind of return to school and go through a beginning of a training protocol. And we're hoping that by the end of September, they allow us to get into pads for practice. And by October, get into gameplay and have a modified season. I'd be surprised if there was a playoff in a provincial championship, but even if you could get a 6 or 7 week season, give these guys an opportunity to play and get as many games as possible, get filmed for the next level, just get the experience of high school football. I'm hopeful. On the youth football end, my son's 11, he's playing. They're going to get started. They're allowed to get into pads at the end of the coming week. And by around September 27th, they should be playing games. So I'm excited for that. But hopefully the high school kids get to play as well.
And time check, it's 11:10 Mountain. I know that you have an appointment at 11:15. So the CFL, how do you think we emerge out of this when all is said and done?
I'm nervous. I really am. And I really think the league's got to find a way to reinvent itself. The only parallel I'm trying to draw is in the 90s when the league came out of U.S. expansion. And it was the league was in trouble then. They cut loose the expansion teams. They really kind of retrenched and they were able to wrap themselves in the flag and, really resonate again to Canadians and get successful again, especially in a place like Saskatchewan. I don't think you can wrap yourself in the flag anymore. I just don't think that works in Canada. I don't think that works for young people. They're going to have to find a way to reinvent themselves. And hopefully there's a new business model that at least allows everybody to tread water for a period of time before they can dive back into gameplay. I'm not convinced we're going to see full crowds in 2021. So there's going to be some economic challenges, and we'll see how motivated these owners are to get the potentially a 2022 when you can play with full fans and get your revenue back. I'm disappointed they didn't play. I think they should have found a way. Ultimately, they didn't play because of interest. When I say that, I mean like bank interest, because you were willing to play for a loan and then you weren't willing to kind of do it yourself if it was, interest-free versus not. I think it was a small amount of dollars that ultimately forced them not to play. So I think they should have. But do I think there'll be football in 2021? Yes, I do. But it's going to look different, and I hope they can find a real good strategy to come out of that.
You nailed it with 3 minutes to spare. Love you, pal. Thanks for the time. And we're watching every day. So keep up the great work.
Take care, pal.
All right. Farhan Lalji from inside the Edmonton bubble. Interesting comments from people writing in. Is Farhan a construction manager now? Blah, blah, blah. He was just on the lip of the practice rink there. I had a tour of that arena, by the way. It was in the summertime, which I guess it is summertime. But there was no ice in. Man, is it something.
Oh, yeah. The whole facility is great. And, you know, even when you go as the fan experience is awesome. And what's great, you line up before the game, before the doors open, right?
Yeah.
And the way they have it.
I didn't care for that.
The restaurant and the casino. But every arena, I'm sure, the doors open. And when they open, you're not lined up outside in the winter.
Right.
There's that whole entrance
Fort
area.
Fort Hall.
Yeah, and you line up the escalator. And at the top is where the line really starts. So there's lots of room inside. You're waiting inside. There's comfortable amenities. It's just a wonderful fan experience. And then, of course, the arena's rocking when you get in there.
You know, it's funny, by the way, and we'll get back to the quick six show topics and re-up on those for a second, but Lou, Peter Lombardi, a smart guy. He made a good point last week. Not everybody's going to love it. Not everybody's going to hate it. It's personal choice. Farhan's an honest guy. He's like, I think it's getting to some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Could you blame him? No. Now, I would love it. There's no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Stay in a hotel, walk to the rink every day. I could do it forever, actually. But that's just me. I could see a young man who maybe has a young family at home and he's missing those kids and he's not allowed to see them. I could get it.
Yep.
And that's why, look, a lot of pro teams, and you don't have to be pro to have a mental coach, but a lot of pro teams have a mental coach. A lot of teams don't. This is becoming a war between the ears of who's left, right?
Yeah.
I golfed yesterday with an Army guy. He's probably watching right now. Basic training in the Army is as much mental as it is physical. What can you withstand? See the similarity?
Yeah.
I'd be bringing in the Navy SEALs of the Canadian Armed Forces to have a chat with these guys. And maybe some are. That was kind of my point. What are different teams doing to stay on top of this? Because they'll never go through it again, and they've never gone through it before. It's fascinating stuff to me.
Big time. Yeah, it's really interesting. There's so much that goes into it, but some guys and some organizations get it, and some aren't quite there yet. And we can tell by who's still playing and who's not.
The results.
Yeah.
The coaches that were wearing track suits and turtlenecks and zip-ups are gone.
Yeah,
the guys left are the guys in suits and ties. Is there not something to be learned from that?
There is. At this time of year, you know, who's going to pull up their pants? Who's going to do things the right way? And a lot, and you got to come together as a group, which includes structure, organization, rules, right? And support from each other. This every man for himself and I get to be me and all that stuff is great, but it doesn't work this time of year. Does not work.
No.
The individualist type of behaviors don't work right now.
So let's do the quick six show topics again, please. Let's hit them up, Jordan. Number one, I already forgot about this. This is hilarious. No Pats intra-squad game tonight. I did the little crying emoji. I completely forgot about it. Like I moved on. I'm not dwelling on it. That's so an hour ago.
Right.
The Pats blue and white game, it's one of the highlights of my year. It's the Regina Pats Major Junior Hockey Team. I just love going to it, getting together with my hockey buddies, by name, the Dumba family, and a few other guys. How was summer? What's going on? What about this kid, that kid? I completely forgot about Connor Bedard. It would have been the greatest thing ever. Greatest thing of the year for me, and it's not happening. Sucks. Point two, Dallas, the Islanders, and Vegas all went up 3-1 in their series last night. And somewhere I'm tacking onto that Don Cherry's now following us on Twitter. It is completely random. I thought that you had something to do with that, and you didn't.
No.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool.
And it is the real Don Cherry. Doubleheader today, point three. Boston plays Tampa Bay at 5. Dallas plays Colorado at 7:45. So elimination games start tonight for the first time in round two. Jason Smith, by the way, one of the viewers, writes in and says, how is the SJHL approaching the season this year? No fans, playing in a bubble? I'll leave that up to the SJHL to say. We just had the president on last week, Bill Chow. And although he said that they have an October 9th start date for the Junior A League, sounds like that is floating. Might still be October 9th, might not be October 9th. But he virtually is not a good term, pretty much guaranteed they'll play. So he knows something that he's just not willing to divulge at this time. Dakota Shepley signs with the San Francisco 49ers. He was a Rough Rider for a year, right guard, and a good one. He'll be on with us by the end of the week. And then Cameron Judge opted out of his deal to pursue the NFL, too. We covered that a bit an hour ago. People think this is some sort of affront to the Rough Riders or the CFL or the signal of the end. And that just shows, again, that people don't understand that these are business transactions. That's all that they are. It's nothing to do with emotion. And by the way, when Farhan says, I'm nervous, I really am, about the future of the CFL. Yeah. Do that face again. What do you think about that?
It makes me nervous.
I just feel like, well, I know what's coming. I know it. And I'm only putting out just little tidbits, little appetizers of the main course.
I know.
I know what's coming. And it ain't good. And I don't think people, because they're still worried about their own behind and their own family, and that's cool, and their own job. When do they start realizing how much trouble the CFL's in?
How far have we come in 6 months of the pandemic? We've got 8 months till training camp.
Yeah, we're 6 months in.
And now we're more masks, more rules.
Yeah.
We're not locked down, though, so we've grown in that sense that we've been able to, you know, open the businesses safely. Do you think, are you confident that in 8 months from now we can open stadiums safely, the same way we've done with Russ? It's a lot bigger deal. We have no businesses right now that have 35,000 people in them at any one given time. At least I don't think we do. Never seen a Walmart with 30,000 people in it.
No.
But, so can we get there? 8 months, I'm telling you, that's not a lot of time. It's going to go by in the blink of an eye. And so we'll reevaluate this probably month by month. We'll see where we are early on in the new year, if it's gotten any better, if there's been a plan. But I'm telling you, like, it took so long to get a plan together for the CFL just to announce the hub cities and that it was going to be in Winnipeg. We got to have a plan in place, and it's got to get in place soon.
I don't mind, for the CFL?
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind talking about that after the break. We're up against it time-wise here, so we'll take a break right away. But 0.5, the Blue Jays going for a sweep of Baltimore today. Look at these Blue Jays. Everybody's picking up and taking notice that they're a game off the division lead. And today's the trade deadline. It's our poll question today. What do the Blue Jays need the most here at the trade deadline? What should they do at the trade deadline is, I think, the way Clark worded it. Should they add hitting, add pitching, status quo, or sell? 73% on Twitter saying add pitching. That's what they got to do. That's what wins. They're going after it.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't think there was a chance. That is hella exciting. And 0.6, NFL. Talking Buccaneers, Cowboys coverage, but we got the next 3, 4, 5 months to go deep on the NFL. There's no doubt about that. We'll be right back. James Cebulski coming up from Sportsnet 650 Vancouver. And I really want to bring in you, the viewers, interactive nature of the program today. Prairie Mobile text line is open, 306-840-8777. And hit us up on Twitter, Facebook Live, too. I apologize, Ryland. I missed your comment from the Army about basic training. He's saying it's more mental than physical. Yeah. Guy I was with yesterday said 50-50, but let's put it this way. It's far more mental than you'd think, building mental strength. And I'm just wondering what NHL teams are doing about that. And for that matter, NBA and all the rest. We'll be back in a moment. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club, Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG, always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
Worry about how much someone drinks.
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. James Cebulski coming up, but in this segment, it's just Dupes and me. And the boys in the back, and you, the viewers. So if anything tickles your fancy, let us know. Right in. Sports update. Last chance for Major League Baseball teams to make trades today. The trade deadline comes at 2 p.m. Mountain. The Blue Jays have said they'll be buyers. Toronto has surged into a playoff spot and sits at 18-14, heading into today's series finale against the Baltimore Orioles in Buffalo. The playoffs changed. I'm going to come to you with that in a second, okay, when I'm done this.
Yes.
The two NBA playoff games tonight, the Miami Heat and Milwaukee Bucks open their second round series before the Houston Rockets face the Oklahoma City Thunder in Florida. Rockets up 3-2. Raptors are off after dropping their second round series opener against the Celtics yesterday, and it wasn't close. Wasn't it like a 25-30 point loss?
It wasn't good.
It was a lot. Miami Dolphins quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick is back with the team after missing a scrimmage following his mother's death. Fitzpatrick left just before the scrimmage began Saturday after learning of the death of his mother, Lori. He also missed an earlier practice because of her illness. Miami's first game is scheduled September 13th at New England. I clicked on the Patriots' Twitter account this morning. They had Bill Belichick's live news conference. It's not exactly riveting.
No, it's
can
not.
Can you imagine?
No, it's...
You folks, when you see him at the podium, you see the highlights of it. What do you think? It's live sitting there.
On to Miami.
The Jacksonville Jaguars have waived running back Leonard Fournette. The team spent months trying to trade the fourth overall pick in the 2017 NFL draft, but no one expected Jacksonville to part ways with him less than 2 weeks before the opener. If Fournette clears waivers, he could become a free agent. He's due $4.17 million in salary this season if somebody claims him. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. See you at Wendell's. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, the best you'll have with seven delicious flavors. RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RP Show. Order yours now at g2gbars.ca. To the playoff format, because what I see, the Jays are the second wildcard team today.
16 teams in the playoffs now. For 2020 only, is my understanding. So now, instead of it being just the division leaders and two wildcard teams, which would be six in each league, it's now the top two in each division and then two wildcard teams. So now you have eight in each division.
So they are basically locked down two positions.
So your app may not be up to date. I know the Score app has not updated with that playoff format because it's a one-off year. So it shows, you know, games back of regular wild card, but it's actually the top two teams in each league, in each division get in, and then the two wild card teams. So eight in each, 16 overall.
Do you mind, Rylan, if I read this? He DM'd me. You know Rylan. He's the...
Oh, yeah.
He's the Army.
He's the one who wanted us to pull the trucks last year. CrossFit guy and an Army guy. And
very strong guy. He's in the military. He's DM'd me, and he said the Canadian Army actually has a program ran early in the basic training course called Road to Mental Readiness. Program was developed by the U.S. Navy SEALs after they were seeing candidates who could physically pass SEAL training, but mentally they couldn't get over the hump. Canada borrowed the program from them and made it work for the Canadian Armed Forces. I've seen a difference since they have brought it into basic training courses. And I'm one of them in Saskatchewan. It's a great program. So he's been through it. Where I really clued into this was the Atlanta Falcons. The year that they went to the Super Bowl, brought in the Navy SEALs, and they had them work with the Navy SEALs every single day of training camp. I think it was 28 days. And it was all about details, details, details. What do I tell you? And not taking your eye off the ball. Don't let up. Really worked all year till the Super Bowl.
I know.
They're up 27-3 in the championship game. What happened?
Took their eye off the
ball. Who's the owner of the Falcons? McKay? Rich McKay? Is that the name?
Clark might know. It's his team.
Arthur Blank. The general manager is Rich McKay. Oh, yeah. It's Clark's team. Sorry to pick at a wound here. He says he's over it. Listen, if you remember at the end of the third quarter, I was watching the game in Mexico. Arthur Blank's on the sidelines like this. Looking in the crowd like this. You go all year listening to the Navy SEALs, and in the biggest game, you take your eye off the ball. I would love to have seen them bring in those Navy SEAL guys after and just rip them a new one in the locker room after. You couldn't wait 30 more minutes? They literally ripped the ring off their finger. I'm such a huge, huge, huge believer in the mental side of not just sports, but life.
Yep.
That's why I talk about it every day. And it's why I'm fascinated. If you missed it, Farhan Lalji was on here earlier saying it's starting to get to the players. I wrote down the quote. It's getting to them. I get that. I totally get it. Because not everybody's going to be dialed in to being there. For how many days is it going to be? I was thinking about this morning. August 1st, the playoffs started. They were there, what, a week before? So if they're going to keep rolling to the Stanley Cup, you're looking at another month at least.
This is when the league needs to come in. They should bring the
Navy. No, they don't.
And I know
that's on the teams.
It's on the teams for sure. But you could put those Navy SEALs in the big room in front of every NHL player remaining and deliver that speech. You know, this is the time that to be mentally sharp. You know, like a class assembly, like a seminar for the league, right? And they could deliver that. But the team should. They absolutely should, even if it's on a video conference or whatever. You know. That's what's going to separate the winners from the losers, because it's so much more than just digging in now and finding your legs and fighting through injuries and playing through those types of things. The fatigue, the mental strain is different and unlike anything they've ever done.
For years and years and years, I heard about the mental side because I've been in sports my whole life and I never even dabbled in it. Didn't really care. And then I realized the guys that are in it are the guys that are winning. So, Jeff, the Stamps fan says, reminds me of another football championship game I won't mention. I know what you're talking about, the 2016 Grey Cup that the Stampeders lost in overtime. I was there in Toronto when Ernest Jackson caught the touchdown for Ottawa. That's the game you're thinking of, right, Jeff? The Stamps had it late. I'm fully aware of what he's talking about, Clark. They all broke out laughing. You're talking about the 2016 one that the Stampeders blew, right? Where was I? Bidzy. What day is it?
Oh, yes. Monday.
The show is brought to you by Bidzy. Do you have a job and you don't know who to contact? Bidzy it. Do you own a business and want to be alerted of nearby customers? Bidzy it. Big or small, Bidzy connects businesses and people to jobs. Post your project on Bidzy.com for free today. I'll just say it one more time in the recovery coaching that I do. And I understand not everybody's as fascinated as me. But when you get up every day with a singular goal, and I see the people that I'm working with, and sometimes they just slowly drift off. Get back! Right? Don't get off the path.
Yeah.
Teams get off the path. And if you're going to win a Stanley Cup, you got to stay on the path. That's all that I'm saying. And when you said the NHL needs to bring somebody in, on the players' behalf, do you think? Because I don't think it's their responsibility. It's the team's.
Not their responsibility. It would just be a goodwill, good faith, show a good faith type of thing to be like, hey, guys, we know this is tough. We know this is, the circumstances unlike anything else. Here, we brought these guys in because we think it could be helpful for you to get through this.
Yeah, that's on the team.
But the teams want to win, right? So, yeah, it's got to be on them for sure. I'm not surprised. I don't expect anybody to go home, but I wouldn't be surprised if we hear some stories about guys missing their families and it becoming really, really tough. Almost like when you hear about injuries guys played through once the Stanley Cup playoffs are over.
Those are great stories.
I wonder if we'll hear some stories of guys that checked out and just wanted to get home. I wonder if we'll hear that.
Well, I thought about this when the Golden Knights eliminated the Blackhawks in five. I thought, okay, maybe they can load up the charter and fly home to Vegas for a few days. Oh, wait, they can't do that.
I know.
You need to stay in the bubble. Or if you remember the video that Tourism Edmonton sent out when they were trying to attract the bubble, remember all those beautiful Rocky Mountains around Edmonton? Were they able to slip out, get on a bus, and go to the mountains? I actually say that not facetiously. You could. You're the guy that came up with the bubble idea. Could you ride the bus out to the mountains?
Absolutely. Of course you could. You need to have control. So you'd send a medical representative from the NHL, a quality control officer or whatever, to make sure that they're staying within their bubble. The bubble goes. It's now the bus, right? So you can't interact with anybody. Can't interact with a single person, right? Go to your cottage.
Except your teammates, the normal guys.
Except your teammates and whoever's in your bubble to begin with. Yeah, you absolutely should be able to, head over to Jasper and, head on the water, do some paddle boarding, do some hiking, do all that kind of stuff that you would do at the park. And why not? That would be a good idea.
I was listening to NFL radio the other day, Sirius XM Channel 88. I love it so much. And they had a guy on there, I can't remember his name, but he was a reporter, former player, who was traveling all through the NFC East, all the camps. And he said that they have categorized the media priority 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. A guy like him was like priority 5. He's not there every day, right, covering from the same outlets. He's traveling. And he said that they have these name tags with sensors in them. And if you get a number 5, gets within 6 feet of a number 1, beep, 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 it goes off. The money that's been spent. It goes back to hour one when we said the NFL has the money to do these things.
Right.
All for a virus that has a 99.6% recovery rate. Like, I don't want to go down that road. I'm just saying this is a lot for that.
I know.
And go ahead.
Well, anybody can go to www.imright.com and find a stat that's going to back up their argument, right?
Is there a thing?
Is there, I'm sure.
Is there a website that's it?
There might be. I just made that up.
You should start it.
There's a stat that I heard once, and again, I haven't fact checked this, but plane crashes have a 96% survival rate.
But you don't want to go in one.
You don't want to be in one. That's because most of the plane crashes are little runs off the runway and things like that. When you fall from the sky.
Different story.
Different story. But they categorize them all together.
Anyways. Lauren Smith. He's in BC, Washington. He says, how about the way the Stamps blew the 2017 Grey Cup? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
That one, too?
That was the one in Ottawa. Now I don't know which one the Stamps fan's talking about. Games that the Stamps took their eye off the ball and lost. Good point, Lauren. Brady in Saskatoon on the Prairie Mobile text line says, the Blue Jays need to sharpen their pitching depth if they want to make a run at the playoffs. Raptors will bounce back. They just need to play solid ball for 4 quarters tonight. That's why I don't profess to be an expert at all in basketball. Never played it. Try to learn the rules. Find it kind of hard. kids played basketball and they officiated differently in Canada than they do in America. Trust me. So it's hard to learn the rules when they're calling different rules. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Baseball I get because I played it. And I just think if these Blue Jays get rolling, we're looking at a very exciting fall here all across Canada, which is even more bad news for the Canadian Football League. I go back to that out of sight, out of mind thing. John Ohm in Winnipeg. He says, how about that putt on PGA Sunday? See, I have no idea, and I was considering putting this in my quick six show topics. I spent virtually the entire day Sunday at Deer Valley Golf Course. And God bless you golfers. I was around a ton of them Saturday night. My wife's twin brothers. He won the club championship, as you know, at the Regina. I can't put up 6 hours at the golf course, man. I'm sorry. I got things to do. People to see. So I missed all of what was going on in sports on Sunday. Didn't see the Raptor game. Didn't see the putt they're talking about. God love you, golfers. I get it. My wife and I talked all the way to the course and all the way back. I just said to her, look, if I gave you my textbooks for recovery and said, here, read these, the ones that I got for my diploma. Read them, because I'm really into it. I want you to be into it. What would you do? You would throw them at me. I'm not interested. I'm sorry.
That's awesome.
A bit of a rant here, but I said, I know you love it. I know you were brought up with it. I think I've given a good college try. I'm not loving golf. I'll go do it once a week, but you got, I don't even know how serious you are about it. Like, but my circle of people I was with Saturday night, they think about it all week. They think about it when they get up. They think about it before they go to bed. I'm not thinking about it.
I'm very much like you in the sense, I think that, you know, the squirrelness, but like we're always moving.
I don't think it's that.
But we're always moving forward, right? We're always moving forward. So at the beginning of the year, I'm into golf. Like, I can't wait. The clubs are shined up. We got the memberships. I can't wait. And I go out and I'm playing really well, right? I'm shooting great rounds.
You're dialed in.
I'm dialed in. But then I get bored halfway through the year, and then I get frustrated because I'm not really mentally as focused on it. My mind's in 10 other different places, and then you start playing bad, and then by now my game is, you know, just gone to hell. And so I get it. Same thing. I want to be off doing something different. I like variety. So a little bit of golf, but a little bit of something else, a little bit of something else. And when you go golfing, it takes up your whole day.
I want to talk to Sabalski about that, see if he's a golfer. Okay, and more when we come back. Hang on, James Sabalski from Sportsnet 650 Vancouver and NHL 20. Hang on, it's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus, Television Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Download the app today.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company.
strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Oh, this is good. This is getting good. Just before, hey, James, you're going to find this interesting. The voice of the Kamloops Blazers, John Kane, has tweeted on from the NL Sports account, apologies to the woke hockey crowd, but someone's going to have to challenge Ryan Reeves. He's having his way, running your skilled players without recourse. You don't have to win, but you got to show up. Get in tight, wrestle a little, send a message back to the Vegas Golden Knights. Woohoo! Let's do it. Let's bring him in. James Cebulski, Sportsnet 650 Vancouver, where I'm told he's on his back. He's lounging. Life is good. How you doing, James?
I'm good. I'm not drinking yet, but, you know, half the battle. I'm outside. Enjoy these nice warm days for a little while longer, right?
You've had a beautiful summer out there, haven't you?
I'll tell you what, it's been fun over the last month with playoff hockey and the first playoff run in 9 years for the Canucks and first playoff appearance in a half a decade. So that's been kind of fun. But weather-wise, it hasn't been. There's been better summers. Put it this way, Rod.
Fair enough. Now, you're a Vancouver guy, are you not?
Originally born in Ottawa, but better part of 11 of the last 20 years spent here. A little time in Toronto as well.
Well, you would get the emotional baggage of the Vancouver sports fan, particularly Canucks fans. You would know it intimately. Like, it must be a hell of a ride with this team, no matter how it turns out against Vegas. Am I right?
You know, I'll say this. I've never experienced a fan base like this in all my years. And I first started covering the National Hockey League going back in 1995. And I've covered the Senators. I've covered the Leafs. I've covered the Canucks. And then, you know, other teams along the way, whether it's from the Raptors, whether it's the Blue Jays, CFL teams along the way, whether it was the Ottawa Rough Riders, you know, Toronto Argonauts, the Hamilton Ticats, the BC Lions, and I've never seen a fan base quite like this. And, you know, it got toxic for a while during this rebuild over the last 5-6 years. And then there's kind of this new era and excitement with Hughes and Pettersson. But, you know, even as exciting as this run has been, and I think this has far exceeded a lot of people's expectations, you knock out the defending Stanley Cup champions. I mean, this whole series right now with Vegas is house money, but you're here, you certainly feel like you're in it to win it. Now, all of a sudden, there's a lot of that sky is falling approach that is starting to creep back into this fan base.
I get it. Well, they're down 3-1. So from the reaction of your listeners and even on your show, what do they think about Ryan Reeves and how big of a factor has he been in this series?
He's been a significant factor. I think Ryan has been able to get away with doing. Here's the difference. Vegas is up 3-1 right now, and Ryan Reeves has been able to be an effective hockey player because, for the most part in this series, Vegas has led. You know, Ryan Reeves is not an effective hockey player or as effective a hockey player when Vegas is chasing the game. You know, you look at the Canucks win when they won game 2, 5-2. Now, Ryan Reeves only played about 8 minutes in the game, but when you're playing in front, Pete DeBoer can roll all four lines, and that's where Ryan Reeves becomes effective. But, you know, it was a polarizing hit where Reeves takes out Hughes. Hughes goes deep inside the offensive end, deep into the Vegas zone. And to me, I thought that was a clean hockey hit. I know a lot of people were, you know, outraged over the fact that it was a non-call, but Hughes had the puck. He was playing it along the wall. I thought it was a clean hit. And you're also talking about a guy who's 260 pounds compared to a guy who might be a buck 60, right, in terms of Quinn Hughes. I mean, that's a mismatch. Now, the point that you make with the point that, you know, the voice of the Blazers kind of suggesting somebody needs to go after Ryan Reeves. Look, it's the playoffs. It's not to say fighting is outlawed, but, you know, the Canucks really don't have that counterpunch. Now, Antoine Roussel was kind of being yappy at the beginning of the series, and he hasn't really been that guy since. Jake Virtanen's got some size, and you know, is Jake's not really seen to be a fighter, but is he somebody that just needs to drop the gloves and go at it and do that? And then, you know, a guy like Michael Furlan, who would have been a great counterpunch for Ryan Reeves. Obviously, he's been dealing with concussion issues all year long, and when he did come back at the beginning of the postseason, you know, he only lasted a game and a half and then was quickly gone. So the Canucks really don't have that guy. And I think there's also that mindset, do you want to poke the bear? Like, do you want to really kind of get Ryan Reeves into his groove and, you know, get into Ryan Reeves? So what happens if a guy gets his ass kicked? I mean, that probably just sparks Vegas even more so, doesn't it? I mean, it might wake up the Vancouver bench to say, hey, thanks for sticking up for our guy. But, you know, you go get licked in a fight. I mean, an ass kicking is an ass kicking, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. This is how you deal with him. Ignore him. Period. Take the hits if you must. But Travis Green, just coach your team. Like, he's way into their kitchen.
Be better.
Far too much.
Just, I mean, look, I mean, the reality is Vegas is a better hockey team than Vancouver. And we're seeing that. I mean, Vancouver had the lead in the third period last night, and they just, you know, the bottom fell out at the start of the third period, and they never recovered. But, you know, Pettersson's been great this series, but, you know, a lot of their top guys just haven't. It looks like JT Miller, I think, is nursing an injury right now. Jacob Markstrom hasn't had his best series. Jacob Markstrom needs to be better in this series. Quinn Hughes has struggled in this series as Vegas is focused in on him. Brock Besser has been a no-show for the most part this series, although there's been some reports that, you know, he lost a family member over the weekend, so maybe playing with a heavy heart. But, you know, and Bo Horvat's been, a little up and down as well when it comes to contributing offensively through the playoffs as well. So, I mean, one guy cannot carry a team, especially against probably the deepest team in the Western Conference right now, in the Vegas Golden Knights.
Well, to talk about something else, because you might possibly get tired of talking about the Canucks, from our viewers. John in Winnipeg wants to know what's on your shirt, NBA Jam. So that's one. And two, our intern, Alan Lee, the Asian sensation, says, hey, James, who's your favorite duo in NBA Jam? So can you tell our viewers what that shirt is and then answer that question, if you don't mind?
Okay, so for anybody who remembers the arcade classic NBA Jam, this is the Denver Nuggets and the duo of Dikembe Mutombo and LaPhonso Ellis from back in the day. Also just paying homage to Jamal Murray, who had a filthy night for the Denver Nuggets last night. My go-to when I used to pump millions of quarters into NBA Jam when it was an arcade game, I would go with Stockton and Malone. I would go with the Utah Jazz as my 1-2 punch when I'd play NBA Jam, because you had a nice presence of a 3-point shooter with Stockton and then the inside toughness with Malone. So it had a nice balance, and they could both play deep. So they were good to chuck the elbows in NBA Jam. So today it's all about saying shout out to Jamal Murray and shout out to one of the greatest sports video games ever, NBA Jam. Boom shakalaka.
Well, yeah, no, you know, and by the way, as you say that, I was always the Trailblazers, and it was awesome.
Not bad.
It was we're showing our age. It was early to mid-90s, and they were in the West Final every year, but they could never get to the NBA Finals. Story for another time, of course. Yeah.
Cliff Robinson just passed away over the weekend as well. Gone too soon. It was 56, the former Trailblazer, who was a big part of those Blazers teams.
But he was never part of the duo on NBA Jam for Portland, by the way. Anyways,
no, it was Terry Porter and Clyde Drexler, I think, wasn't it?
Clyde the Glide. Absolutely. Good memory. James, by the way, we have a bit of a kinship. I'm calling CFL Sim Games this CFL season, virtual video games, and it's gone very well. You are the voice of NHL 20, renewed for NHL 21. How has that changed your life, by the way? And I know I asked you about it the last time you were on, but how much do you enjoy doing it?
It's fun. I'll tell you what, it's probably, you know, full disclosure, it's more work than I think I realized. I think there are days that you kind of find out how sausage is made sometimes, right? It's like, there's a lot of repetition in terms of getting the names, getting passes, just getting the nuts and bolts that are so essential to make the video game. There's a lot of that goes through that you just have to make sure it's right, because it's so repetitive and so high traffic. And when I say high traffic, like, you know, passes the puck to the right side, into the offensive zone, like saying that, but saying it 10 different ways so it's not always the exact same thing. And then not being too unique to where somebody's playing the game, what the hell did he just say? So there's a lot of that, but then there's also the improvisational element that's been a lot of fun. You know, Ray Ferraro's a tremendous talent to work alongside with that, and a lot of creativity, and they've kind of let me be me for the most part. So kind of bring the energy and bring the fun and all of it. And, you know, you kind of go through this world of, okay, I'm doing all this. Like, what happens when it all gets put together? And then you kind of sit down one day and they play you what it sounds like kind of a halfway through, and you go, holy crap, this is amazing. Yeah, I mean, the first time I played the finished product when I got my PS4 copy last fall to play NHL 20, Rod, it was amazing, like, to listen to it. And I think the one thing that I'm sure you're a lot like me, and for most people, I think it's human nature to be your own worst critic. That going into the machine and playing it, loading up, it was like, man, like, the audio team did such a wonderful job mixing it and producing it. And it was, honestly, it's probably one of the coolest things. I've been lucky to do a lot of cool things in my life, but man, just to have a legacy piece, to be the voice of a video game, and a video game that I grew up playing as well, is it's awesome. Which I should mention, the audio team and one of the lead game presenters from an audio standpoint, Rod, consulted with the National Hockey League, and they helped put together the audio that you hear mixed in during these Stanley Cup playoff games. The team at Electronic Arts and EA Sports for the NHL video game had a big hand in helping navigate that.
I heard that. Yeah. So if it sounds similar, that would be why. And I'm sure EA Sports was very excited to have been collaborated with on that. There is a bit of a feel that way. Anything else, James?
I mean, I think there's a whole process. I think there's just the whole process in terms of I think there was a great story by Greg Wyshynski, I think on ESPN.com, who also kind of laid it out, just how, you know, the approach was, okay, let's take it from a neutrality, like, okay, it's a neutral site, so there's no booing, and, you know, I guess we can all debate whether what works or not, but I'll tell you what, I was very anti crowd piped in for a lot of these international, for a lot of different sports broadcasts. Man, it's worked really well, I think, in a lot of ways. Baseball's been seamless. I think soccer, they've done a really good job with that. You know, hockey to me is probably the most difficult one because of the pace of the game. But, Rod, I really think that, you know, for the most part, the NHL, Sportsnet, NBC, they've all done a really good job with
it. Oh, well, they've got very good people in those positions, you know. And I was just watching the baseball highlights this morning on SportsCenter, and I almost forgot they had all the cutouts behind home plate with the crowd sound. It was like normal. So yeah, these guys are very good at what they do. So James, always good to see you and catch up. I appreciate it. Enjoy what's left of summer, and hopefully we can do this soon.
Thanks, Hot Rod. Nice to catch up with you too, pal. I look forward to checking you out in that game as well.
You betcha. Thank you, buddy. James Cebulski from Vancouver, the voice of NHL 20 and NHL 21. It's a little different than what he's doing. We're calling the video game play-by-play. It's in the game. What was that, Sega?
EA Sports.
It's in the game. He's in the game.
Oh, yeah.
And that's super cool. Hi, Kaylee. She just wrote in, hey.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. We're watching you. Oh, we better take a break. We'll be back. It's overtime coming up. It's the RP Show, episode 308 of Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show. We'll be right back on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
I'm good.
Oh, good.
I don't know. I knew you asked how good I was. I was in my phone.
I'm sorry. I have a problem with Apple right now. I just tweeted the Rockstar poll. Who's Monday's Rockstar of the Day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions? And three times it auto-corrected Graham Farhan to Graham. It's not like I don't type Farhan quite a bit, actually. So why are you putting Graham in there? And then Sobalski, it doesn't even touch. Sobalski! Could be a million different things. How do you change Farhan to Graham, but you don't change Sobalski to anything?
I don't even
Who came up with this stuff?
I know.
Artificial intelligence. Patootie.
We got some refining
There's
to
nothing
do
intelligent
still.
About it.
Yeah.
I got to woo-sah.
Imagine somebody at Starbucks talking to the artificial intelligence cashier operator trying to order their seven-name-long drink. I wonder how long that's going to take to get right.
I know. I got to go through here and find.
Did you mean black coffee?
Yeah. Rockstar of the day for Friday. Do you guys have that anywhere? Do you know who won it? I can't find it. Maybe I didn't tweet it. I always like to say who the last day's winner was.
Of course.
Oh, it was Brett Lowther. I got to write that. Interesting week coming up here. On this show and in sports overall, Dakota Shepley tomorrow, God willing. We were booked to have him today and then stuff comes up. You know, that's pro sports, right? Things change. He's now in the NFL where it's a grind. No 4-hour stuff there.
Right.
What do you say? Is it you that said nothing's optional? Or somebody says that.
Yeah.
Morning, nothing's optional in pro sports. We're having a skate tomorrow morning. It's optional. But guess what? You better be there or you're going to be cut.
It's not actually. It's very, very few people it applies to, right? I mean, if it says optional and Connor McDavid doesn't show up,
he's okay.
But if you're on the Black Aces or the fourth line or the third line and you're trying to get a spot and you take those optional days off, yeah, people notice.
Brent Coleman writes in and he says, I know I'm starting to sound like a broken record, but thanks for another great show. Brent, you're not sounding like a broken record, and if you're saying thank you, we say thank you for watching and saying the nice things.
Play that track on repeat then.
Yeah, say it every day if you want, but I'm just thinking about, you know, I wrote that column and I'm getting, frankly, very little pushback on my, what's my views? Are they right wing? Are they conservative? I.e., people that say all the rules should be the same for everybody, that's the liberal way of thinking? I don't know. Because this is what I grew up in. I think we're all born the same, and it's our experiences that change us one way or the other. Mm-hmm. You just said Connor McDavid doesn't have to show up for the morning skate or the optional morning skate, but the 21st guy on the roster does. The rules aren't the same for everybody, and it's been my whole life that, and I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with that. I don't like the government handing out money to everybody and making everybody equal. I come from the world where the harder you work, the more further ahead you'll get. Does that make me a bad person? That's what my experience have been in life.
The rules don't always have to be the same for everybody, and they don't always have to be the same situation by situation. I mean, Leanne and I were having that conversation over the weekend just about stuff. And she got mad. She's like, I hate how you're so wishy-washy. I'm like, I prefer to call it open-minded and the ability to see both sides. And
what do you think, Paul?
Because I never take a stance, right, on just one side. Because
maybe you should.
Can always see both sides,
maybe
right?
You should.
But sometimes the left is right, and sometimes the right is right.
Well, it's funny you say that, because having coffee with a guy on Saturday, I told you about it, who he was. And we were talking about this. And he said, well, you're not conservative, because I'm pro-choice. And I'm pro-LGBT, and I'm very inclusive, and I'm pro-immigration, and all these things, which doesn't fit with that.
Right.
So I see what you're saying.
Right. Like, there are some great things from the liberal side that I love. The open-door policy, the welcome, the human rights, all of that stuff is amazing. And there are things I really love from the other side, from the conservative side, when it comes to financial responsibility and, you know, a lot of those things. Is that not okay? Take a little of column A and a little of column B.
So that's my point. And I was just talking to a junior hockey coach not that long ago that they have a anti-marijuana policy on their team. And, of course, there's been parents come to them or some players and say, well, it's legal now. Yep, but this is our rule. So if you don't like it, go play on that team. Thanks for your time. That's fair, right, Paul?
Absolutely.
Isn't it? Absolutely. You're a business owner. You get it. Nelson Hakowicz, this is good. Cody Fajardo might not have to pay for a meal in Regina, but Charbel DeBeyer probably has to. Rules aren't the same for everyone. That's the backup Canadian defensive lineman from Quebec that, frankly, you probably couldn't pick out of a lineup, but Cody Fajardo's the biggest star on the team. Right?
Yep.
So the rules aren't the same for everybody. That's all. And that's the way that I grew up, and I'm accepting of it, but a lot of people don't agree. I think we're done. Thank you, Colin. Jason, for the nice comment. You done?
I'm done.
Before we get into more trouble. Breaking news from Shai Davidi from Sportsnet. Is he still at Sportsnet, Clark? Blue Jays acquiring right-hander Robbie Ray from the Diamondbacks, per source. Oh, the source is Rob Longley of The Sun. So that's cool. Tomorrow on the show, Alan May.
Mayday!
Capitals great, former Estevan Bruin, he of the Washington Capitals broadcast crew. Rich Pilon, the coach and general manager of the Weyburn Red Wings, longtime NHLer. Dakota Shepley from San Francisco. And Chris Cater from the North Regina Little League. So nice work on that, Clark. Nice work today. A veritable murderer's row of guests. Peter Labardius, Farhan Lalji, James Sabalski. Vote for them for the Rockstar of the Day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. And we will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live and Game Plus TV.
Two for two? No.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.